Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying You Are Secure, Know Who You Are in Christ, Part 2, based on the book Your Identity in Christ by Neil T. Anderson. In this session, we'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 to 26. Know that security has a source. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 reads, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Who are we in Christ? Well, we are accepted in Him. That's what we looked at in the first part of this Bible study. We're also secure in Him. Look at Proverbs chapter 3, our text, beginning in verse 13. "Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths were broken up, and the cloud drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence, and you will keep your foot from being caught." Notice those last few verses, verse 23 down to verse 26. "Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught." Understanding security is in learning to relate to eternal things, not temporal stuff of this life. Trusting temporal things causes insecurity. There are things in life we have no control over. We need an eternal relationship. We need an eternal perspective. How do you find true security? Well, you need to consider, first of all, where you can't find it. First of all, security will not be found in physical places. Listen, the places I've lived, in New England, we had blizzards. In Miami, we had hurricanes. In Raleigh, we had tornadoes. In Baltimore, we have lead poisoning by guns. And by the way, since we've been here in Baltimore, we've experienced a blizzard, a hurricane, and tornadoes. So it won't be found in physical places. Second, security will not be found in material goods. There is no guarantee of material success. Some have it, most don't. How much is enough anyway? Well, Larry Burkett says that most people are looking for a little bit more. Just a little bit more. What should be our material perspective? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. The Apostle Paul said, "Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Neil Anderson said, "Our major financial problem is not the lack of money. It's the lack of contentment with food and clothing." Security also will not be found in earthly relationships. Spouse, friends, employer, etc. People tend to become idols. The Apostle Paul warned us of this in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." Now, I was very successful in my career at the computer company. The job that I had. At one point, I was kind of worrying about losing that job. What would I do? And my boss said to me, he said, "Eric, there is life after Wang." That was the name of the computer company. "There is life after Wang. You see, if you become controlled by trying to please men, you will develop a fear of man." Proverbs 29, verse 25. "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe." And then fourth, security will not be found in personal strength. "I don't need anyone." Well, what does God think of that? Well, Proverbs 28, verse 26. "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." Listen, people, when they're young, they think they can, they're invincible. They think that they can't be overcome. Athletes, beginnings of their career, they believe they can go on forever. But I love the words of the boxer, George Foreman, when he was fighting someone. He said this, he said, "I hit him with all I had, and he kept coming. I wanted someone to give me a baseball bat." Physical places, material goods, earthly relationships, personal strength, all of these are very shaky grounds to try and build our sense of security. Our eternal hope is based solely on our position in Christ and His promised return. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, down to verse 5. "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." Our security, it's in Proverbs chapter 3. In verse 26, "The Lord will be your confidence." What is the worst thing that could happen to you? Well, you could die. The Apostle Paul says that's a promotion. He declares in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." If you have an eternal perspective, even the loss of your life is viewed as positive. The source of our security is in a relationship with Jesus Christ. You think about that as we begin to look at our security. And you have a great day.